Is the wind? I like that.
You like that? You're right.
You're so good at the beatbox.
Such crap, really. But thank you.
Brunch time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi, guys.
Oh, hey there.
Welcome.
Hey,
can
hey,
I
hey.
Say crap in the podcast?
I mean, sure.
I just
why
said
not?
It again. Go so right there ahead. It is. So yeah. Welcome to Brunch Time, the podcast.
I think you were trying to say craft.
Craft beer?
Crafting.
Crafting. I do enjoy a good craft.
And knitting. So this podcast is where we like to talk about all kinds of different stuff. Maybe something we didn't get to on the show or something completely different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's food related. Maybe it's not.
Maybe it's puppies.
Maybe it's puppies. So that is a good point because today is National Pet Day. You have a dog. I have a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any other pets? Do you have any other pets at your apartment?
No. In the past, though, I mean, like, we had dogs growing up, but I had a fish for a while.
I had 3 goldfish at one point.
Okay.
And then I had 2 goldfish.
And then there was 1.
And then I actually gave them to a friend. So I don't know where those goldfish are now.
Mm.
But they got pretty big.
Some of them, you... Okay, so do goldfish actually get big, or are they
so,
other kinds of fish? Because I've had goldfish.
Uh-huh. No, this was
huge.
Like goldfish I got from the regular pet store.
Okay.
That they were like probably about 1 inch or so.
Okay.
And they grew to about like 4 inches. They were some huge fish.
So my sister and I, we won a fish in like a carnival game back in the day, and we named it Tweaker because this fish would literally freak out.
He would just all of a sudden swim all over the place?
All over the place. One time he did jump out of the bowl, so we actually had to put something on top of it just to make sure he didn't get out. But eventually we transferred him over to a bigger tank, and this fish just got huge. It was crazy. I'm like, are we sure this was a goldfish?
Wow.
But imagine Tweaker being the size of, like, I don't know, my fist. Like crashing back and forth into
the tank.
He was
that big?
He got really big.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was just shocked. And he lasted for at least 2 years.
Wow.
Which is not your average carnival fish.
Definitely not. I mean, even some of the pet store fish, you don't know
yeah.
if they're going to last. But mine lasted for, I think, a good year or two. I had to get a bigger tank.
Yeah.
Because of it. But yeah, pets are weird.
They are.
They are very strange. I know we both have very strange animals. Does your... Does your dog, Wrigley, like to watch television?
Usually if there's another animal on the screen. Because then if he actually hears the noises they're making, he'll just be staring at the screen. And I don't even know if he understands that it's just on the screen. It's more so, where's this noise coming from? I think it's in this general direction.
Because I never thought that dogs... I always try to get my dog to watch... I always try to get Plinko to watch, like, you know, Animal Planet or things like that. Or there's some just all-around pet YouTube channels that are just like dogs. But he doesn't really pay attention to it, but... My sister-in-law's dog actually watches television. Like, you know he's watching. He sits in front of the television and stares at it.
Really?
And reacts to everything going on. One of the favorite shows that he likes to watch is, what's it called? The Live PD, where it's like a live, it's like Cops, but for the new age, where it's actually live, live cameras following all of these, the police officers.
Maybe he was meant to be a police dog.
You know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it is funny to watch because no matter what's on TV, he will watch, he will react to it, and he wants to watch TV.
Okay, so I'll be honest. I like to mess with my dog sometimes, and I have a speaker that's actually right next to my TV, and on whatever streaming service I decide to use for that day, you can actually look up sound effects for nature or animal sounds.
Yeah.
I'll put that on occasion. Originally, I figured this out just because I'll put on rain sounds sometimes when I'm just trying to take a nap for like soothing stuff. But I decided to do a rainforest once, so it was birds chirping.
Oh.
So he went over by the window and he was just like, what's going on? And just like, it looked very concerned until he finally realized, like, oh, I think it's coming from this box over here.
Right.
But when you put the dog bark sound, oh, yeah, that throws him off all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same thing when you watch a movie and there's a doorbell or something like that. It's crazy. But there was a survey put out and actually listed the top 10 Netflix shows to binge watch with your pets. So if Wrigley wants to watch some television, some of the I'll just give you the top five. House of Cards up there. Orange is the New Black. That 13 Reasons Why. These don't seem like dog or pet related things.
Not at all.
But Fuller House and Stranger Things on there. So.
I could see Fuller House and Stranger Things because there are animals or creatures
right
in those shows. So.
Or like I would think like a movie like Secret Life of Pets or something
or
like that would be
Homeward
up there.
Bound,
or Homeward
know.
Bound or Air Bud.
Oh, Air Bud.
1 through 20 or however many Air Bud movies
whatever
they've made.
On, yeah.
Because there's like Air Bud and then there's like Air Buds and then there's like
Air Buddies.
Air Buddies. Yeah. And just so many movies. I can't keep track
they
of all that stuff.
Should have stopped after like the second or the third.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do to celebrate National Pet Day?
I'm trying to think. I mean, what I usually do just coming home is, you know, like anybody's dog for the most part, they come up and greet you and they're so happy. So I'm usually just, you know, giving him some rubs, but, you know, he'll probably get a solid 5-minute belly rub today.
What about a walk?
Yeah, oh, of
it's
course.
A little windy out.
But yeah,
but
he'll get,
maybe a walk.
He'll get a good walk, especially because it's warmer out. I've been starting to take him for longer walks now that it is warming up outside. I don't know, maybe some good treats. You never know.
Ooh,
how about you?
Exciting stuff. I probably will take my dog for a walk, but it's going to be one of those. He has to walk on my time.
Okay.
When I want to.
Yeah.
But anytime I have to watch out with any word that has anything related to walking or that same sort of like I can't say waffle or where's
waffle.
Waldo or anything about car or ride or
this
anything like that. So I have to stay away from all those words.
See, Riggs is like. He tries to play everything pretty cool because if I say walk or any of those words as well, he's like, oh, walk? Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't care until I walk over to the leash. And he's like, oh, hey.
Oh, he tries to play it cool.
He totally does. I'm telling you, sometimes I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're part human and you're hiding it. But at the same time, you're not because just, I don't know, his reactions are very human-like at times.
Well, that's really awesome. If you want to celebrate National Pet Day, I don't really know what you can do. Really, anything you do with your pet is going to be a way to celebrate. So do that. Have some fun. And if you've got weird animals, like a snake.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
I don't know what you would do.
Because do you give them, like, little head rubs? Like
I don't think so. I don't think you can take a snake for a walk.
You probably try. People might not. Like that.
Yeah. I don't think the leash would work very well either.
He's come back. He's slithering away.
But thank you for listening to the Brunch Time podcast, even if it gets weird. We're totally okay with it. And we like when it gets weird.
Mm-hmm.
But be sure to subscribe if you haven't done that. And feel free to explore everything that we got going on at 983thecoast.com. Give us a follow on all of the social medias.
Mm-hmm.
A thumbs up, a like, a whatever you want to do.
A little heart.
And yeah, little heart, a little high five if they have that anywhere. And we'll be back here tomorrow.